I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,553. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chad Smith, and Mike Hall. Montgomery! And you are in the Men's Room. I'll tap today's a 25 from 50 inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
All right, here we go. Man on horse taunts line of people waiting for gas in London, saying he runs on carrots. Florida woman is still in jail for throwing hot grits on her boyfriend's face, because that is what that merits. Man posts pic on Facebook, but forgets about the large bag of meth in the shot. Woman finds 4.5-carat diamond, but unfortunately, she'd already tied the knot. And a Michigan woman calls in a fake shooting during a traffic stop, so they wouldn't arrest her boyfriend who was in the car. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it starts when you're young. Maybe you sit on a whoopee cushion, or a classmate pulls your chair from under you before you can sit down, or maybe you discover that that handful of Skittles you just popped into your mouth was actually a handful of spray-painted rocks. We're talking, of course, about pranks. They start early in life, and they only seem to escalate from there. You know, the upper deckers, Sharpie penises to the forehead, glitter bombs, and on it goes. And if you're a millionaire, the pranks get worse, or better, depending on your point of view. Case in point, Nick Cannon recently had an image of his face plastered onto the private Learjet of comedian Kevin Hart. Now, the prank, of course, was in retaliation for Kevin having posted Nick's phone number to a billboard, which was in retaliation for Nick sending Kevin a llama for his birthday. You know how these things work. Once you start a prank, now it becomes like a tennis match. It just bounces back and forth. But today we're talking about pranks because sometimes they make you laugh. Sometimes they make you cry. Sometimes they scare the crap out of you, and sometimes they make you swear vengeance. So today, this is what we want to know. Who got punked by a really good prank?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home patrols and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,553. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this positive Friday. Guaranteed future repeat. Positive. This is almost too much show. It really is. I don't know how we're going to get to all this stuff today.
I don't know, man. Once again, we prepared 9 hours of show to cram into 4 hours.
So you can't hear it. Today on the program, the exciting return of Tim versus the FCC. We will drink, we will toast into the weekend with a shout of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday time!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
Sam on!
And today we're going to 25 from 50 inspire Bad Choice Friday. Steve, you are not going to believe what Ryan Castle is featuring Saturday and Sunday at noon right here in The Rock in celebration of 50 years of KISW. What do you think will be featured this weekend on 25 from 50?
You know I don't listen to him. I have no idea.
The top 25 bass players of all time.
Indeed.
50 years.
It's about damn time.
You have to think you're going to hear a little from Geddy Lee. You're going to hear a little John Entwistle for sure. John Paul Jones. Hell, maybe Paul McCartney. If you consider Wings at that era.
You'll probably hear from Flea. You'll most certainly hear from Les Claypool.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, you know, the good Justice
Chris
Chancellor.
Chris Novoselic.
Right.
You're going to hear
Gene
from
Simmons.
Gene Simmons. Maybe Gene.
Now, understand maybe Gene. The thing about Gene Simmons. He can actually play a mean bass guitar. He simply chooses not to. You listen to like the first three albums, he has a very Paul McCartney-esque kind of bass line.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything turned to dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Yeah. So Jeff he Ahmed. Can play, he just doesn't want to. Right?
Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam will probably be featured on there, you know. Ben Shepherd from Soundgarden, we'll see what comes up with 25 from 50. But what we won't hear over the weekend.
Acceptably.
I was like,
usually I'm pretty good with your charades. Dad's like scratching his chest, which is actually very good for Flea, that makes sense.
You have it, Fleas? I've had fleas when I went to Steve's house.
Goddamn right.
They love me. But these two great songs with two great bass lines will probably not be featured in 25 from 50, so we're going to feature them on a Bad Choice Friday, including D-Line. Like you said, you didn't know if you knew this song initially. Do you know it now?
Nope.
Really?
I think this was before your time.
It was before your time.
Everything that we play here is before my time, man.
Good point. Sorry. D-Line, take it on the Bee Gees.
Yes.
Before your
Bee
time.
Bee Gees, yes.
Another one before my time, but I know this one.
So your excuse is invalid.
I like that little ticketing. I might be able to play that. That'd be the only way I could play guitar. Just go, ticketing.
That was a beardy disco. You play guitar?
What am I doing again?
Yeah.
D-Light taking on the Bee Gees on a Bad Choice Friday.
You know, Mike, I know it's before your time. I will say this. I remember being a kid. This was huge when I was a kid. And I had heard the name Bee Gees, but I had not seen them. And I'm in the car with my mom. One of these songs I have a Saturday Night Fever pops on, and I'm like, I really like this lady's voice.
Oh, no.
Seriously, I mean, yeah. My mom's like, too. She goes, hey, man, it's three guys. I swear to God, I thought she was lying to me. Until we got back to the house.
Three white men from Australia.
Yeah, she opened the album cover. I'm like, those guys are singing that. My mind was blown.
That is a lot of chest hair.
Not going to lie, but and no disrespect to Taryn Daly, but when I first started listening to rock music, I thought the same thing about Rush.
Geddy Lee, hey man. Mm-hmm.
He'll be featured 25 from 50, that's a fact. Yeah. Here's how you vote.
We should do a sit and spin dudes with chick voices.
I thought
Melissa Etheridge sang the Extreme song.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I wasn't so sure. I wasn't so sure that the Weeknd, first time I heard that song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Here's how you vote on Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We've got the poll already up there, so we're either going to hear a D-Like Groove Is in the Heart or Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing. Here we go. It's our Bad Choice Friday. Oh, wait. I told you it was too much show.
Hold on.
This is insane.
Fuller 20.
I got to keep it all together here.
Are you sitting down? Damn, it's a full.
We do have tool tickets. This is the last day we have them. What they instructed us to do was give you a different time every day. And at that time, we'll set that appointment and give you the secret word. You go to KSW.com. You put the secret word in there, and you have a chance to win tickets to see Tool at the Tacoma Dome as that show's coming around in January. So what we determined today, the secret time unveiling of the word will be at, you're not going to believe this one.
Hang on.
What is it?
420.
Ooh!
420. We figured, hey, you know what? We know our listeners. We know our audience. We know that that would be a time that you could remember.
That is a good time, man. That's thinking.
Yeah. Coming up at 420 there, my broski, we will give you the secret word, and you will have a chance to win tickets to see Tool at Tacoma Dome. What else do we have for you today? Men's Room Happy Hour. We're going to do our NFL picks. Also, we're going to play a little audio from last night's Happy Hour that got crapped out somehow. We don't know exactly how that happened, but we had so much demand. People are going, what happened?
We don't know.
We don't know either.
We have no idea. We're not technical people.
Yeah. Okay. Now, our question today, who got pranked by a really good prank? By the way, if you don't have the Happy Hour Odyssey app, you can download that now for free. And from there, just search for the Men's Room, and you will see the Men's Room Happy Hour. Click on that Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. We go off of these airwaves, more Men's Room, exclusively on the Odyssey app. So we don't play by the same rules as we do here on the air at KISW. Get a little bit more freedom. We can say all the dirty words we want, and we will warn you about that if you have children in your car. Probably not the right time to tune us in, but more Men's Room coming up, and that Odyssey app is absolutely free, so download that now. Hopefully the damn thing will work today.
By the way, Ted, you're not alone. You thought Melissa Etheridge sang More Than Words from Extreme.
Correct.
Somebody here says, I always thought Tracy Chapman was a dude up until a month ago,
and that's after seeing the video.
Right. Again. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was in my early 20s. It was right. I was still in Baltimore, and I was like, what is, why I don't, you guys like Melissa Etheridge this much? Yeah. And my buddies just start dying laughing.
Oh,
like,
God. This is you forget how good, by the way, Tracy Chapman is. I have a couple of her albums, man, and they are top to bottom absolutely brilliant.
I've never
lyrically, musically, she's sad that she doesn't make music anymore. But anyway. All right, let's see here.
I did not see that one coming today.
No, I really
didn't. Miles Montgomery.
Tracy Chapman.
Chapman.
Anyone listen to me?
Yeah, you got that right.
And I'm running back around.
She's got tons of great tunes, man.
That's the only song I know from her.
Fast Car.
Okay, I know two songs from her.
You know more than that.
I know two.
No, you don't. You know more than that.
I don't know more Tracy Chapman songs.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Yes, you do. I guarantee you a dollar. Oh, by the way, we will be betting again for a dollar on the picks. Talking about a revolution.
I don't know three songs from Tracy Chapman.
Okay.
He's going to keep going.
Car. Maybe that's all you know. Anyway, on to the question today. Who got punked by a really good prank? We start with this story. You're not going to believe this one, Mike. First, Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart. They're doing a little prank war between each other.
All right.
So first, Nick sent Kevin what for his birthday? Just take any guess. What do you think he sent him to start this whole
prank? I don't know the abbreviation.
Yeah.
Llamas.
A llama. All right? So Nick,
you weren't here, Ted.
So
llama in this particular article is in all capital letters.
Look how that's written.
Yeah. So Miles thought it was like an acronym. He's like, what's LLAMA? Mike's like, llama.
Doesn't it look a little weird?
You're
all
right.
All capitalized.
Right, it's all caps.
Okay, so it's like, what is? Because I thought it was like ladies love, you know. Ladies love a man's ass.
There you go.
Doesn't it look a little weird?
We have a massive Tracy Chapman library, by the way.
Do we really?
All That You Have is, I don't think it finishes that title there. Crossroads, Smoke and Ashes, Give Me One Reason, New Beginning, Heaven's Here on Earth, America.
Are we playing on this station?
Well, no, it's just in our bank.
Oh, yeah, this is okay. Like Odyssey. You know, there's tons of stations.
Speak the
I think
word.
We just pull from the same line.
Telling stories, wedding songs, sing for you.
I guess that's a little soundy.
Mm-hmm. So, first, Nick Cannon sent Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday. So, Kevin then retaliated by putting Nick Cannon's actual phone number on a huge billboard down in Los Angeles that said, for any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon. I don't know if you...
That's a great one.
That is a great one, because Nick has got a... He's got a few children, I believe. If I'm not mistaken.
He's got to have like 7 or 8 now.
I know. It's a bit in a flurry. I mean,
but he doesn't make any bones about it. He's like, I'm trying to have as many kids as I can.
He's Cromartied this thing. I mean, he has come on strong here in the last
I don't know that Cromartie was trying that.
Right.
No, like, Nick Cannon is out there like, I want to make as many little cannons
as there is. You do realize that he got a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, his wife was pregnant with twins.
Cromartie, yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying not to have children.
I mean, right, Nick Cannon is actively like, I'm trying to populate the world more with my kids.
Yeah. So, Nick, seriously, up the ante, though, by finding Kevin's private Learjet and putting a giant image of his face on it. He basically did a wrap around his entire plane. It also just happened to be an ad for Nick's new talk show, Nick Cannon. And it included the phrase, Kevin rides the cannon. Kevin actually appeared as the first guest on Nick's show where he admitted defeat. For now, he said, quote, it feels like I've lost. That's how it feels, Nick. Feels like you had one in the hole and you saved it. This is genius. Here's some of that audio.
I am Nick Cannon, and I'm here with my best friend of me, Kevin Hart. He's my brother. I love him. He's a little upset right now. He was on his way to a business meeting from the West Coast, and I got him by wrapping my face all over his private Learjet, y'all. But he still agreed to sit down with me. You're my first guest, Kevin.
Well, I didn't agree to do this, Nick.
Yes, you did.
I have to do it.
No.
So let's get that perfectly clear, okay?
Well, you got to, because you gave my cell phone number to everybody around the world, all right? So now you're my first guest on my talk show. How does it feel to ride the cannon?
That's just terrific, Nick. Ride the cannon.
Well, ride it.
You know what? I tell you how it feels. It feels like I've lost. That's how it feels, Nick. It feels like you had one in the hole and you saved it. You made me forget all about the little prank wars that we were doing.
Facts.
And you saved the good one for last.
Yep.
Not only did you give my flight information so that you could go and obviously wrap my plane and put the wording of Kevin's riding the cannon, which is just brilliant. You've also somehow managed to manipulate me into being your first guest. Your first guest. Now I'm actually doing an interview for you. All of this is a part of your prank. It's genius.
An evil genius. How you gonna get me back?
Oh, you got a good one coming, buddy.
Now, you got to think. You've seen the Alaska Airlines planes where they've taken the entire outside of it and turned it into the college team's logo.
Right.
All those different things. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what Nick Cannon did
to
his jet. I mean, Kevin Hart's jet looks like a rolling advertisement. It looks like a Seattle bus that's been completely wrapped with whatever they're advertising on it. That's how his private Learjet looked.
That's your private jet.
Exactly. With Nick Cannon splashed all over the front of it with an ad for his new TV show. That is pretty good stuff. Then we have the story that was probably about a month ago. All right. Now, this took place at a meeting in Henrico County. And I believe it was a school board meeting, if I'm not mistaken. But as you can see, it took a little time. But the man who was calling out names who were, you know, ideally the names were submitted because people wanted to speak at this school board meeting.
Right.
So they're calling out the names at this point because it's these people's turn to come up there. What the guy didn't realize was the names that were submitted weren't actually real people.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken, Sulk, Suk, Mahidic, Ophelia McHawk, Eileen Dover, Don Kiddick, Wayne Kerr.
Jeez. This was in Virginia at a school board meeting. Phil McCracken, Eileen Dover, Wayne Kerr, all included on there.
Wayne Kerr.
The donkey dick.
Yeah, gone.
Apparently they ditched the meeting to grab a drink with Al Kaholic.
Oh, God.
Alcoholic, yes. And then we have, an Asiana flight prank went viral from KTVU TV. And they had to make an apology, as it was somewhat amusing but baffling
to Bay Area TV viewers.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Our question. Who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Our question on this positive Friday. Who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How's it going?
Doing great, Jason. Thank you, man. Jason, you doing okay, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay, yeah. Our question, who got punked by a really good prank? Do you have a story for us?
Yeah, so about 20 years ago, I worked for a company down in Southern California, and it was a pretty big company that had cubicles, kind of like you see on Office Space, the movie.
Yeah.
And so there was a group of us that are really good friends, and for everybody's birthday, we'd always prank their desk. We'd always do something to their desk of some kind. And our three best ones were, we wrapped one of the cubicles in cellophane and we put a fog machine in it. So it was a cube of fog.
I would dig that. Work. Okay.
Next one is we cut the legs off of one of the desks and we lowered it to about 6 inches off the ground and put some Asian pillows down that he had to sit down all day and work.
All right.
And the last one was we had an access door kind of by our area. And we moved his entire desk outside and had it all hooked up with his phone and computer, so he had to work outside all day.
Okay, let me ask you this
about Asian pillow guys. You lower his desk. At the end of the day, how did he say his experience was?
He said it was fine. You know, I hate to be stereotypical, but he was Asian.
Ah, okay, so he's probably like, yeah, cool, all right. I like that
one. So he didn't mind it.
Okay,
Yep. None of those are too bad. I think I would prefer the fog machine. Like, I would be happy to walk in and see that my desk was cellophane with fog. I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
Well, that was my idea today. I went down to the Bartell to get some things, and it was taking forever. I'm in line, and there's only one person at the register.
It wasn't done.
Six people deep. And then, so I'm standing there, and they get all the stuff when you're walking through, and I look over, and Ted, you always tell the tale. I don't know why it was, but it was like every Christmas or your birthday, your mom would get
every
you,
holiday.
Would get you a Pez dispenser.
Easter. Mm-hmm. Christmas. July 4th. Birthday. Like, you
really,
name it.
It was just,
Valentine's Day, I'd get a Pez dispenser.
She mailed it to you, too, right?
Yeah.
And you moved out here. Okay, so lo and behold.
Right, it's only stopped, like, the last 3 years. I'd be like, stop sending them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that it stopped. You forbade her from doing
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I look over there, and there is a whole row of Pez dispensers. And then I see a Star Wars Pez dispenser, which I know you are a huge Star Wars fan. So I figured if I could get you anything at the Bartell, it's going to be a Star Wars Lando Calrissian Pez dispenser.
It's quite Pez dispenser.
You are welcome.
I showed up. I just looked at the throw. I go, is this for you? Did you call your penis Lando Calrissian?
That is correct. I do.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. And then he explained it to me. And I was like, oh, all right.
It's all yours.
That makes more sense. Right. I'll tell you what. We could eat the Pez, though.
Oh, I love Pez. Pez candies are great. They're very underrated.
They're not underrated. They are what they are. They're not bad. It's like a Tic Tac, you know?
Yeah, it's a unique flavor.
Ooh, orange Tic Tacs are pretty good, though.
I didn't say an orange Tic Tac. I said a Tic Tac. Orange Tic Tacs are a different category.
Our question, who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
I like when Tic Tacs came out with like that bigger thing. Like the bigger container.
Oh, yeah, the bigger container, sure.
And it was like, now, you know, because the orange ones you just eat there. And it's like, oh, I got this giant container. This will last like an hour later, longer.
That's all it has to do. Yep. Tic Tac's too easy to eat. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So back in the mid-90s, I was over at a buddy's house, and we were emptying shotgun shells out, taking the BBs out of them so we could make blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, gee, this would be great to scare somebody with. So I went into the middle bedroom in this guy's trailer, and he called one of my buddies up and told him I was all distraught and was going to hurt myself. And so my buddy came over, and he's like, hey, come back here. He's in the back bedroom. So he goes walking past the door, and as he walks past, I step out, and I said, Dave. And he turned around, and I fired that blank and he S'd himself.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Yeah. He actually used the bathroom in his pants.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you got him.
Well, now what is his reaction when he realizes he has not been shot?
He tried to charge me, but my buddy grabbed him and was holding back. And so then, of course, we're all, hey, man, it's a joke. I'm sorry. It's a joke. We're just playing around. And, of course, he stormed off and left the house. He knew he couldn't beat me up in a fight anyway, but his adrenaline was going. So.
Well, he pooped himself. That's not what it was. He's mad because he pooped his pants.
He's not going to hang around with Duke. Did he ever try to get you back?
No, not that I was aware of.
See, I would have been.
I looked at my drinks before he handed them to me.
That is smart thinking.
I would definitely have something up my sleeve at some point once I figured out what that was going to be.
See, I don't know.
I would be patient and let it come to me, and then I'd figure it out, and then like I would put my plan in action.
But I don't know if I'd want to scare someone that bad.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's what I'm saying. If someone did that to me, I got to figure out a way to get them back.
How do you top that?
I don't know, but I pooped my pants. So he might walk into his trailer and there's a bear in there. I'm gonna trap a bear. You know what I mean? Like I'm going full on this one, man. You know what I'm saying?
Just because he made you poop your pants.
Yes.
I'm
gonna put a bear in his trailer. You know what I mean? There's gonna be something where it's just like, okay, this is, you know what I mean? Like,
so here's the thing that I learned from that story, however. Now, most scientists will tell you that in the event of your unexpected demise, it is a human condition that we defecate ourselves after we die. It might be that we poop right around the time we think we're going to die, and by the time they get to you, you've already died, right?
That could be.
I mean, because this dude, and I get it. I completely get it. This dude crapped himself. He did not die. He did not get shot.
It's also an icebreaker a little bit. You know what I mean?
Was like, I pooping your pants?
Well, no, not that way.
Like, you're on a first date?
You
know you put your animal down, it's a very sad experience.
Well, sure.
It sucks, right? You know what I mean? But I remember I had Dr. Gomez on my lap, you know what I mean?
Dr. Gomez.
And they put the doctor down. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. And he crapped all over me. I'm like, Gomez, Jesus, man.
Did he poop on you?
Oh, yeah, all over me. I'm like, oh, I had to go home, change pants before I came into work. Like, you gotta be kidding me, man. Like, his final salvo was just farted and pooped all over me.
Does that end the grief? You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's an icebreaker. And then I went and bought Chick-fil-A with crap all over my pants.
My dog didn't do that when I had to put it down.
My cat did. I was like, golly, you know, like one more.
Well, that's
like,
your cat, though.
Well,
the final message to you.
To me. Like, here you go. You like those jeans?
Trust me, at Pet Solution Farms, we all wear, full medical.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's like we're cooking meth.
Thanks, Gomez. Who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, Travis.
So, a couple of years ago, when I was in high school, me and my buddy went over to the 76 station before this party, before we met up with our friends, and we got milk of magnesia, and we started drugging him through the entire day, just to mess with him. And it wasn't working for a couple hours, so then we thought that it was just like a dud bottle. We ended up giving him the entire bottle of milk of magnesia.
How are you sneaking it?
And then we were putting it in his drinks. He was kind of clueless about it. We ended up giving him a glass of milk at one point, and he had no idea. It was just half milk and magnesia.
Dude, I would not trust anyone if I did not ask for a glass of milk.
Here,
right?
Drink this.
And you walk up to me and be like, here's a glass of milk.
He was like, man, yeah, I'm thirsty.
Friday night, milk night.
And you hand me a beer, I get it. You hand me a milk. I'm like, I'm not drinking.
Now, what
this.
Is milk amount? I'm not sure. Is that back you
it's,
up or
it's, no, it makes you
milk,
poop?
It's milk laxative. It's
all right.
Much just like
okay.
Laxative.
All right.
And we actually even put it into his water, and it was a milky color, and he didn't even notice. And then by the time we were at this party that we were throwing that night, we were at a fire out in the backyard. He gets up, and he has a blank stare on his face, and he he defecated all into the fire. He pulled his pants down, pooped in the fire.
He pooped in the fire? Why did he choose the fire?
There.
Was he messed up?
He couldn't make it any farther. It ended up just all hitting him at once, and he just instantly had to crap, like right away.
Okay, now same question.
I've never pooped in a fire.
Did he ever try to get you back for that?
Yeah, he was. The next day, he called us and told us that he had to go to the doctor and get surgery, and that he couldn't afford it, so we were going to have to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
He never went to the doctor.
Okay, all right. So, but
he
you didn't get
scared that day.
You didn't give him any money though, right?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you a quick question, because I've never had this experience, but when someone poops into a fire...
No, it's not.
Yeah, Okay, I was wondering if cooking poop is as bad as I imagined it to be.
It was not. The party ended, needless to say, after that.
Yeah, that kind of throws a damper on things.
Well, at the point where he pulled down his pants and he shot poop out of his butt into the fire, that's when everyone laughed.
Right, yeah. I've heard of people doing that with eye drops, but I've never heard just going.
Don't do it with the eye drops, dude. It's a lot more potent. Right, it can be deadly as well, but... I mean, we did the laxative thing a few times. I've gotten stuck with the laxatives. Our buddy Tony, we'd hit him with laxatives. To the point, he would not eat anything we made him. Even if it's on the up and up. But we pranked him all the time. We pranked him all the time because he was the grumpiest. He was grumpier than me, believe it or not. So, whoever's the grumpiest, that's who you want to prank.
Yep.
Because his reaction is always, he's going to sue us. He's going to beat our ass. He's going to do the... I mean, never follow through on anything. So we just kept pranking
him.
Always.
I think the pranks, too, it just matters where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're at home, there's certain pranks you could do that to, but, like, I don't know. The dude that, if I was outdoor or we were on, like, a two-day trip and then I had to spend, like, half the day in the hotel room pooping, I'd be like, I think we've crossed the line.
Right.
What's that? We're not out to ruin your time. I just want to scare you. I'm not out to embarrass you. It's more I just want to scare you, freak you out, or make you worry about something that's patently untrue.
Right. Well, dude, this guy.
If I knew the end result would be that you had ripped down your pants... And projectile poop into a fire in front of people, I would do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this dude who I knew, who I grew up with, played sports with, he was the guy that mom would scream, "Put Timmy in the game!"
Oh, God, her, right?
Yeah, and then scream at the refs and everybody else. So at this point in time, probably 22 years old, Tim had moved down to North Carolina to get a job. He got fired from that job. So he and his girlfriend decided they were going to move back to West Virginia for a little while, whatever. Well, Tim didn't have a place to stay. His mom didn't want him. Her mom didn't want Tim living with them, et cetera. So he says, "Hey, can I sleep on your couch for a week until I figure out the job situation and figure out what's going on?" Yeah, no problem, Tim. Whatever, man. Well, okay. So he shows up with girlfriend who we never met and their dog. All right. Okay. So he moves in for the week, and every day, "I'm going to go get a job." You know what I mean? Like, "I'm going to get up," and like, "Well, have you looked at the help wanted or anything like that?" "No, not yet, man. I'm just trying to get my settled down a little bit." You know, week goes by, 2 weeks go by. He's eating all the food. They basically haven't left the couch, so you can't really come in and just like sit down and
enjoy your home,
living room.
Like, that is the worst.
They're just there all the time. The TV's always on. No one has moved. It doesn't matter if it's 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.
Sure.
They're in the same location. They have somehow magically come up with enough money to get a pizza and other things for themselves. But if there's food there that you have, they will eat that too. It's just kind of, I'm like, "Tim, man, you got to throw in a couple bucks." He would buy dog food all the time for the dog, obviously. The dog had to take some kind of medication.
Of course it did.
So he had to buy wet food, so he would buy cans of Alpo, because that was the cheapest kind of food he could buy, blah, blah, blah. Would never put in money for anything. We'd all order pizza. He wouldn't chip in a dollar, but he would sit there, and he and his girlfriend would eat, like, half of a frickin' pizza. It was this situation. A month goes by. We are about ready to kick his ass out. So I decided one night, I'm going to open up one of these cans of Alpo, and I'm going to make Alpo chili, because I know for a fact if I put anything in the refrigerator. So I start cooking the Alpo chili. Honest to God, it smelled like really good chili. Like, the Alpo did not affect the way that the chili and the aroma went through the home. It smelled like that.
Didn't you try any?
I did take a bite of it.
You did? Yeah. What did you, honestly, what did you think?
I thought it was fine. I mean,
it smells like chili and I'm cooking it. It would be hard to fight the urge not to take a little.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would have too, man.
So I put it on the stove. It's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. You know, I go back there. I make the entire pot of chili. I've got beans in it because we did have beans. Chili pad, you know what I mean? Some tomato paste. Bang. I got chili, right? Not a half an hour goes by. I go into the kitchen and Tim and his girlfriend are in there with a spoon. And they are going to town on this pot of chili.
So good.
Yeah. And that's when I went into the garbage can and took a can of Alpo and put it right beside the chili and went, "You're eating Alpo." "I'm tired of you eating my food, Tim. You got to get out of here tomorrow." And we were pretty good friends, but like, "Your ass is out of here tomorrow." So next day comes around. He's like, "Man, I can't believe you made me eat Alpo, blah, blah, blah." Like,
"They make you do anything.
You get your ass out of here right now, man. It's been a month. You know what I mean? You got to go." So, of course, Tim starts crying. And his girlfriend's all upset. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, "All right, one more night." He was there another week. You know what I mean?
You know what one night means. One night means one week.
But is that even a prank, or is that just being like, getting even? And
no,
just being like,
it's hard to hear. Look, I'm with Miles on that. We did something similar at one of the restaurants. We had a special, I don't remember what it was, but basically it was like a little
Babe, they look like chocolate pudding in an aluminum ramekin with a dollop of whipped cream on top. And we're running that as a special, so a limited amount. And we're doing it over the weekend. And we kept telling them, but we had to keep it in the walk-in. And the wait staff would go into the walk-in, and they would always come out with something they needed. But we realized these things are disappearing. So we confront the wait staff at the end of the night and say, guys, look, man, we know it's good, but you got to stop eating it. We have to have a certain amount. And they're like, we're not eating it. Every person on the wait staff, we're not eating. I said, okay, we know they're lying. So the next day, as we are preparing this, we just took demi-glace, right? So basically, we boiled down bones and marrow. And when you let it cool, it looks like pudding, because essentially that's all pudding is, right? Before you add the sugar and all that crap. So it's this brown, beautiful gelatinous thing. We put dobs of whipped cream, put them on the sheet tray, put the sheet tray on the rack, put the rack in the walk-in. That entire night, every waiter that walked out of that walk-in is gagging. Like, you're not eating a dessert, huh? I know why you're gagging. By the way, that's demi-glace with whipped cream on top. Ooh. So much like Miles, it's like, look, we didn't make you do anything. We didn't make you do anything. We did not ask you to eat that. In fact, we specifically said, don't eat this. We pointed at it. We said, don't eat it. You said you won't, and that you hadn't. You can't be mad at us about this.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, I don't know if that, is that a prank, or is that just teaching these people a lesson?
It's both, I think.
All right.
I think it's both. But that was our thing.
Like, I feel like a prank generally is just kind of like, oh, we're just goofing off, having fun, let's mess with somebody.
I just did.
Well, Alpo.
You know,
Alpo, I don't blame that. I would have been pissed at that person. I mean, look, I had one roommate with Burris. He had a girl that would come over all the time. And me and Sut were just like, dude, she doesn't pay rent.
And she's here enough to be a roommate.
And exactly the same thing. Like, that's my giant thing. Like, and she lays on the couch.
Right.
Well, I want to watch sports on the couch.
At the time, I had just broken my ankle about 6-7 weeks before that. So I liked sitting on the couch, getting around. Like, I didn't want to go up the stairs with crutches. You know what I mean? My room was upstairs. It was just a pain in the ass. And, you know, I might have procured some steroids.
So you got steroids.
So I got steroids so I can strengthen my leg faster and get back to practice. You know what I mean? But I'm just going around the gym and I'm lifting. And you don't realize just how angry Diebold makes you. So I think I scared him to death in the kitchen just by just my tirade. And
you
then he
need
started
to get out of my home.
Then he started crying. And I'm like, ah, it's ruined my prank. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want you to cry. You know what I mean?
It like, piss you off more.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was fuming. And then all of a sudden I realized, like, the idea was, ha, 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 you just ate Alpo. Now he's crying. His girlfriend's
and
crying.
And you're the a-hole.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, golly. All right, you can stay another night.
I also like the idea of
that
you
dog. I hated that dog.
I like the idea of you being all, like, roided out, screaming at him as this happening, just doing, like, a curl with, like, a 40-pound dumbbell on the other hand. Like, I mean, stop crying!
I'd never been more jacked in my life than that crap, man. I mean, I'm talking about not as being big, but just being adrenaline, like,
sure.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill everybody. Who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive, positive.
Hola.
Man, I get eye rolls from the girlfriend every Friday because I keep saying that.
Oh, God.
You guys have an earwig in my ear.
It's positive.
It is a positive thing. Tell them to lighten up. It's positive Friday.
Negative. Negative Nancy.
So my kid sister is 9 years younger than I am. And when she was in high school, she got me a couple of times, pranked me a couple of good ones. So,
like what? What kinds of things? What kinds of things did she prank you with?
So the two good ones was she swapped my salt and my sugar.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And I noticed the one because I poured a cup of coffee, didn't even take a sip until I got to work, and then I took a sip and it was just pure salt. And it's a couple weeks go by, and I'm telling my friends about it, and she goes, "Oh yeah," and then I also did your sugar, and I said, "Wait, what?" And I didn't realize that I'd actually been putting sugar on all of my food for like 3 weeks. I didn't even notice it.
You didn't even notice?
No, I mean, I must not put a lot of salt on my food, I guess. Yeah, I didn't notice it at all.
Yeah, that's a good one. There was a restaurant called Eaton Park in our area, which is the equivalent of a Denny's or whatever. It's a Pittsburgh chain. But if you went in there every night from midnight until 2 to 3 o'clock, it was just full of college kids.
But you had to check these salt and pepper shakers before you used them to make sure that the screw that they were screwed
I did
on.
It every time until the waitress at Pizza Hut called me out in front of my parents. That put the kibosh on that. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, hey, good to see you again. Don't unscrew the tops and everything again.
Do not salt these fries before you check the tap. Yeah. I mean, it was a lesson that was learned because everybody did it. It wasn't just us. It was always set up.
So how'd you get her back?
She was in Hawaii on vacation with her father, who is my like ex stepdad.
All right,
and he wanted me to keep an eye on their house, so it was just the two of them for like feeding the cat or whatever, burglars, that kind of thing. And while they were gone, I filled her entire bedroom, wall to wall, floor to ceiling, with balloons. It was about 3,000 balloons, cost me about $400. And thrill, if you were to say, hey, Josh, I bet you $100 you couldn't get 10 more balloons in that room, I would lose. There's no way I could get 10 more balloons. It was that packed.
Was this a solo activity, or did you have friends help you out?
But it was a lot by myself, but I also had help. I had my buddy, I had a couple of buddies actually give me a hand. We'd go over there and just slam some beers and fill up a couple hundred and, call it a night. They were gone for maybe a week. I had her best friend also help me. We'd just go over there. I think maybe the first few hundred I did with my lungs, and then I realized that's not. So then I brought an air compressor over there. I also bought a couple of helium tanks, so I was actually filling them from the top down and then also the bottom up.
I like that, man. Mm-hmm. That would not be the worst thing to walk home to, I don't think.
Just walk in with a needle and start going to town.
Who got punked by a really good prank? 206-421-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.